So lean in and trust. The next word that he said to me was trust me. Lean in, trust me. So whatever you're dealing with right now, lean into him, let it go. Release it to Jesus and choose in this moment to trust him. Because as your heart says yes and you come in agreement with his invitation, he will release supernaturally through his spirit moving inside of you. He will dispense fresh grace to you to trust him. The supernatural faith of Jesus will literally dispense up from you, within your spirit, right? The home of God, through you again. And particularly for the areas you know you're carrying stress, you're carrying tension, you're not leaning and resting and trusting him, because that situation's become overwhelming. Right now, he's shifting that for you. I am Liz Wright. Welcome to Live Your Best Life. The only thing that matters now is living by the power of this wonderful new creation life. We're going to become an undefeatable force of radiating glory, and we are rising up strong now in this hour. Hi, welcome to this week's episode of Live Your Best Life with, of course, me, Liz Wright. And in our time together today, Holy Spirit has spoken to me very clearly. I wanted to begin by just sharing an encounter that I had quite a while back. It was actually the very first encounter that I had with Jesus when we initially launched our international mentoring community, and he began to show me something of the purpose of the journey, the IMC, and of the bride. And then Jesus spoke to me specifically for now. He reminded me of the encounter, and then he gave me some words for now. So I wanted to share that with you. And then we'll go into some truth that he's highlighting to me at the moment. And then I think I'll give you heart language and let's just go in and experience him. But the encounter that I had, I'm feeling his presence really strongly right now. Wow. Well, I'm just going to stop here for a moment. I just want to pray for you. Whatever's going on in your life, whatever pressure or drama is going on in your life right now, I pray for you to receive a fresh touch as Holy Spirit moves through you right now, releasing to you grace to really hear what he's saying to you, and for you to, is his presence. Wow. Gosh, if whatever you're doing at the moment, if you can just stop and listen to him, he has something for you today, something fresh, a new, a fresh experience of his love and of his truth. Wow. So the grace, I thank you, Holy Spirit, for the grace for my brother or sister watching or listening right now to really move into a place of supernatural peace and reconnection, a sensitivity to the awareness of your spirit within them right now, and a stillness inside to be able to hear you and feel your love, experience you as the truth, and to shift into this fresh depth in you that you're inviting us into today. Holy. Holy, and I agree with the Lord for every need that you have in your life to be met in him as well. Amen. Amen. Okay, so just keep listening with your powerful spirit. So it's about 5 years ago, approximately now, I was in a time of worship and I suddenly saw Jesus appear in front of me in the palanquin from Song of Solomon. The wedding couch, in different translations, it's named as. So it's like a carriage. He came in front of me in the carriage, and the door opened, and I saw him dressed as the king, and he leant towards me, and he beckoned me to step up into the palanquin, which I did, and I knew immediately as I stepped in that the palanquin it represented a deepening of my relationship with Jesus. So hear this for yourself, a deepening of our relationship with him as the bride. And he was giving me revelation understanding of the place that we actually sit in and how safe we actually are as we journey through this life with him. And what's happening to us as we choose to trust him, as he gives us that grace to rest into him and trust him. So I know that today he's going to draw you deeper into that capacity, into that experience, right, of resting. So as I got into the palanquin, I immediately sat down next to Jesus and instinctively just leant into him. And I let go. I could feel my heart on the inside just relaxing in this. It was an all-encompassing experience. And I leant into Jesus, resting on his shoulder. And as I did, I began to sink deeper and deeper into him, into complete rest. It was like my nervous system was just decompressing. You know how we can hold ourselves in tension in life, the pressures of life. You don't even realize you get tense and you're holding stress. All of that state was just releasing out of me as I was sinking deeper and deeper into him, resting, leaning, and trusting. And I noticed there was a window in both sides of the palanquin, and I noticed the world outside of the palanquin as we were journeying forward. And at first I saw fields and rolling hills, and then I began to see people walking past, and then I realized we were moving across nations. And then I could see some people in violent situations, and then I started to see demonic spirits. But consistently, I realized that everything outside couldn't get access to me inside. And as I continued to journey with Jesus, resting in his presence, I noticed that my stature was increasing, that Christ was forming in me, expanding in me. So hear it, like I said, for yourself, and our stature as the bride, as we leant into him and journeyed forward through the earth journey of our life, we grew. And then eventually, I noticed I was completely clothed in royal garments, crown on my head, robe, and I was the same height as Jesus. He was taller as I got in, and we were as one, we were together. And then I came out of the experience and I knew Jesus gave me that revelation that that is the posture of heart that he desires for us, that he gives us the ability to enter into. It's the life of trust, right? No matter what, in every circumstance. And it comes as we increasingly experience the truth of who he is as the King, and that we live and move and have our being literally in his presence, right? And he's within us by his spirit. He's embracing and enfolding us in the arms of his presence all the time, and that we can live in rest, and we do increasingly live in rest, as I said, as we see him as the King of Glory. So when Jesus was reminding me of this, he then spoke to me, and I just wanted to read you word for word what he said, because, you know, as Jesus speaks to you, he's not instructing us to do something that we then have to strive to try to attain, right? There's the empowerment to step into the experience of his word as we receive his word. And I really felt that there was a real grace and a power to shift into the truth. Wow. As he spoke these words to me. So just listen with your heart. I encourage you, focused on him, focus your attention on Christ within right now, and just listen to him speaking to you. Because what I've just shared is the reality. It's where we actually are, right? We are actually resting in the arms of the presence of the King inside the palanquin, our journey, our heart relationship with Jesus, as we're moving through life. And as we realize this and we awaken to this truth by His grace, the external circumstances of our life can't actually frame up our life. They can't touch us. The enemy can't touch us. So just listen to these words. He said to me, so He's saying to you, maintain your rest. And wow, this is presence. Wow. This is such a word for now. It's what I could feel in my spirit. So as I'm saying this, He's activating this into your experience. So just receive it for yourself. Just talk to Him about it and accept it. Maintain your rest. Holy. Wow. 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 So stay there for a second. I'm going to say that again. Maintain your rest. Holy, 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 holy. It's really felt Holy Spirit then. For some of you, He is giving you beauty and removing the ashes, particularly those of us that have been through really devastatingly difficult times, and you feel like you're sitting in ashes, you're sitting in turmoil and inner anxiety and fear and stress. He's saying right now, He's restoring you to rest. And then He's giving you the grace to maintain it. In other words, to continue in that internal state of heart. Maintain your rest. Lean in. So just do this as I'm sharing this truth step by step. I'm really feeling to invite you to do that from Holy Spirit. Lean in. So if you are particularly dealing with difficult circumstances right now, and I know lots of us are, lean into Him in this moment. This is your moment to reset into a different experience again, to sink deeper into Him. So lean in and trust. The next word that He said to me was trust me. Lean in, trust me. So whatever you're dealing with right now, lean into Him, let it go. Release it to Jesus and choose in this moment to trust Him. Because as your heart says yes and you come in agreement with His invitation, He will release supernaturally through His Spirit moving inside of you. He will dispense fresh grace to you to trust Him. The supernatural faith of Jesus will literally dispense up from within your spirit, right, the home of God, through you again. And particularly for the areas you know you're carrying stress, you're carrying tension, you're not leaning and resting and trusting Him, because that situation's become overwhelming right now. He's shifting that for you. He's moving you from your strength to His strength, from your perspective to His perspective, sitting that situation right now in the context of how He sees it. He is the solution for everything we face in life, and He wants to show Himself strong on your behalf in this moment. I can feel Him. I can hear Him speaking. What I'm sharing is what He's saying, and He's moving inside of me. And He's saying everything, everything that you face, that even the impossibly difficult circumstances you face are opportunities for Him to show Himself strong on your behalf through. Those impossibilities will become His story through your life, the story that of His goodness that you will tell. That's how He wants you to experience Him, as you simply respond in faith to what He's saying right now, which is He's moving you into an internal, deeper state of rest, where you and He together, through your relationship with Him, will maintain that posture of heart, that inner state of rest, to be able to live from there, live from that exquisite place of rest, true supernatural peace, which is how we build our lives on the rock, isn't it, of Jesus. He is supernatural rest. He is supernatural peace. As we believe him, he brings us into the experience of him, of himself, of rest, of peace. As we choose to believe him, everything in our life conforms to reflect the truth. We become the testimony of Jesus, right? So he's saying, lean into him. Let go of the circumstances. Let this be so personal for you, whatever it is, the money problems, the relationship problems, worry about the future, fear about what's going on in our world, whatever it is that is concerning you, the sickness, whatever it is, he is the solution, and he, Jesus, is within you by his spirit. So lean in, saying, trust me, every situation, every person, every moment, one situation at a time. Trust me, really feeling his presence so strongly. He wants you to come out from living in your own strength. This is for all of us right now. He's been speaking to me personally about this. He's given me this word for all of us, but he's applied it to my life. I've been looking at the areas where I'm not at rest. I'm not at rest. Therefore, to a degree, I'm in unbelief. I'm not trusting him. This is not about feeling bad because we're not trusting him. It's just it shows us. It's a way we can discern are we actually resting? And if we're not resting, we're not believing. So we're not living in the fullness of our privileged life now with Christ in us as our strength. And he wants to be our strength, particularly right now with the world in the state that it's in, with so much pressure on so many of us. He wants us to shine right now. We are, like it says in Daniel, you know, the shining ones will rise at the end of the age like stars leading many to righteousness. I know I'm paraphrasing that scripture, but this is how we will shine as we rest, as we allow the Spirit of God to bathe us on the inside, to fill us on the inside. Every concern we have, every fear we have, he cares so deeply about us all. And he is shifting us from living in our own strength, like I said, to really, thoroughly experiencing Christ as our strength, Christ as our life, spirit beings, right? Who have a soul, who live in a body, having this amazing earthly experience with God as the river of life that flows through us, who satisfies our every need, fills us with truth, heals us, body, soul, and spirit, wherever we have need, all of our needs met through his riches in glory, the glory of God, the uncreated, unlimited God pouring through us. Wow. Wow. So whatever it is, I'm agreeing with you right now, and I'm agreeing with the heart of Jesus that you will experience him as your solution in the situation that you face, not months down the line, but now, today. He's the God of breakthrough today, and he's shifting us and aligning us so quickly right now so that everything internally, everything externally in our life is a reflection of truth. He's aligning us into truth, into the life experience and expression that he desires for us all to live in and has made a way for us to live in now as spirit beings filled with God. Holy, holy, holy. Not living inconsistently anymore, sometimes in unbelief, sometimes full of faith. But he's drawing us, taking us further on in that palanquin journey, deeper still, into rest, into the life of leaning, into the life of really being secure in our hearts, trusting in him as our protection, as the fortress, the strong fortress that protects our life. You know, he jealously protects his people. He is a covenant, a faithful covenant-keeping God. And even when challenges hit our life, He will have the final say. He always does. He's the God who works all things together for good. He is the Redeemer of all things, right? The Restorer of all things. And in the end, He authors our story. He will bring glory out of the situations that you face. And like He said a few moments ago, He's bringing beauty where there's ashes. He's bringing you a deeper understanding through the circumstances that you face, through the oppression that you've experienced, a deeper experience of Him, of His sovereignty, of His faithfulness, of His brilliance in being able to rewrite the narrative. Where the enemy wants to come in and steal and kill and destroy, He has come, Jesus has come, that we would have life in abundance. And He rewrites the story so that everything conforms to His intention as we lean, as we live our life of leaning and trusting, daring to believe Him and to take His word as the truth that He intends for us to experience. So trust me. Observe all about you internally, about your external circumstances, others in your life. He says, observe all from this place. Whew, holy. Wow. As He's moving through me, I'm feeling Him shifting us, releasing more grace, that you will move from where you are fully into this place of experience in Him now, a life of leaning, resting, trusting, and now observing all from this place of inner rest, of knowing how safe you are, how protected you are, how brilliant He is, how perfect His leadership is in your life. Observe all from this place, from rest, of victory, this place of victory, of glory, and inner peace. Remain in the truth. Wow. Wow. So I can feel Him shifting us so that we begin to live more consistently than ever in the truth, in the promises of God realized in our life. So we begin to look around internally, externally, at what He's done as He begins to manifest His promises in our life. So our life experience becomes the truth, becomes the way of life that Jesus intends for you and I to live, so that others, well, many levels, right? But one level is that so that others can look at us and we become the living epistles through which they see God. They see His nature. They see His goodness and His faithfulness. What He does in our lives when He takes the ashes and He brings forth something beautiful and He changes the narrative and He displays Himself through our relationship with Him and through what He does when we give Him access to our life. We just yield to Him and trust Him. And we can do that now, right? Because we're those that can now walk by faith and not by sight. It's a powerful, you know this, it's a powerful, profoundly different life experience when we live our life from a place of trust, even when we don't understand, even when the circumstances we face are screaming at us, the opposite reality, even when the enemy is coming at us right, left, and center. When we trust in the face of adversity, we give Jesus that beautiful offering of praise in the face of impossibility. In those moments, we kiss the heart of Jesus with our love. when we dare to believe him again, and he will flood you with his faithfulness. I promise you, I've seen this in my life over and over again. When your back's against the wall, lean into the one who is ultimately in charge, who's the Alpha and Omega. He is changing our life experience now so that what remains in our life is the truth. We live according to his truth. We know the truth. We live the truth. And then consequently, those that know the truth, right, the scripture says, are set free. We were born to live, born again, to live in, experience freedom. It was for freedom that Christ has set us free. And this is where he's taking us now, into a life that is all about being built on the rock of Jesus, all about experiencing the truth, tasting and seeing that he is good, that his ways are brilliant. They are his design for his planet, for his people. So he's giving us the grace to discern the difference between truth and lies, good and evil, different level of clear, crystal clear discernment, and the capacity, supernatural faith, to choose him, to choose his ways of that we can move in because he's in us anyway, where he says, turn the other cheek, forgive, give when people are asking that are in need of you. You know, whatever it is, when it requires love and patience and joy and goodness, when our soul reaction would be a very different story to very difficult circumstances, we can live in joy. Even in the midst of mourning, we can live in joy. We can live in peace, right? When things are very, very difficult, we can live in love when we're faced with people who are manifesting hatred towards us. Why? Of course, because the one who is love and peace and joy is within us. And that's the privilege as we lean into him. His river flows through us. The next thing Jesus said to me was, allow my life to flow through you as nourishment for your life and be the nature you radiate. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And in finishing, I just wanted to take these last few minutes to read a scripture from Revelation 15:4 that again, Jesus has been speaking to me through, and it kind of flows on from everything that he's just had me share with you. And it's the song, the victory song of Moses and the Lamb. And what Jesus said to me was that this song now is going to get louder and louder and louder within the body of Christ as we begin to move in increased grace, in a different level of peace, rest, trust and victory. And it's, as I said, it's the song of the victory of Moses and the Lamb. And the word of God, these are the lyrics, in other words. Mighty and marvelous are your miracles, Lord Yahweh, God Almighty. So I wanted to say what I felt when Jesus was, when he gave me this scripture and he showed me that this song is going to get louder and louder and louder now. It's because it's the declaration. It becomes a declaration of our life because we're living it. We're living in the truth. This becomes our consistent reality. We've realized that we've fully overcome the power of sin. We've fully overcome the enemy's attempt to access us through manipulation and lies and deception. We're walking as spirit beings consistently with the river of God, the person of Christ himself flowing through us. So the scripture says, mighty and marvelous are your miracles, Lord Yahweh, God Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways, O sovereign King of the ages. Who will not reverence you with awe, O Lord, and bring glory to your name? For you alone are holy, and all nations will come and bow in worship before you as your blessings have revealed. Whew. There's another scripture that says every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And I believe that that's where we're at. As we yield, as we lean, as we trust, as we reveal Him, as we shine, as we rise, and we reveal the truth of who He is, the person of God radiating out of us, we are going to see more and more and more miracles as He flows through us, more and more and more of the majesty and wonder of who He is on display through our lives and sovereignly all around us. And this will be our song individually and collectively as a move of Holy Spirit is underway and gaining momentum now and releasing this sound through our lives as we experience Him this way. So I pray over this next week that you will find this song bubbling up from within your spirit and that you will begin to see, I know you will, His intervention in your life, in everything that you have given Him today. You've trusted Him with again today, but you are His story and He wants your heart to be so stable, so secure, so at rest. So thank you, Jesus, for everything that you've done today, everything that you've spoken, everything that you've shown us, and just keep taking us deeper and deeper and deeper over this next week. Wow. Till every area of our life, internally and externally, is sitting in and reflecting truth. Amen. Have the most amazing week. And I look forward to being with you again next week. God bless.